Let's pray.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I feel like the disciples on the boat in the middle of a storm getting here this morning. So anyway, Jesus is in the boat, right? Like St. Teresa of Lisieux said, Jesus, you're in the boat. I wish you'd wake up, but I know you're in the boat. So anyway, we made it here this morning in the midst of that flood. And whatever. I like it when the weather report says mild showers. It doesn't say catastrophic hailstorm, you know. But anyway. So I'm just going to talk to you about the reading that we just heard from the Gospel of Matthew. Interesting. He wrote the Gospel. He kind of talks in the third person about his own conversion. And I want to talk about the faith has saved you. So I have a proposal for the rector. I haven't discussed this with her, but I think it's a good idea. Each Sunday, from now on, having heard this, that your faith has saved you, I suggest that before each Sunday liturgy, if we're going to preach or preside, that we take our faith temperature, and that maybe on a scale of 1 to 5, we can say how much faith we have that Sunday, and then on the basis of that, we can decide whether we're going to preach or preside. Does that sound like a good idea to you? I'm putting you on the spot. You can think about this if you want.
We might not have many sermons.
Oh, she says we might not have many sermons. That is the problem. So, do you ever feel, I don't know, you know, I'm talking about myself. Do you ever feel like when you come on Sunday or before you pray, take time to pray, you're going, well, you know, I'm not, out of five, maybe I'm not quite 5 out of 5 in my faith, you know, when I come here, like maybe, you know, maybe I might have a few, I don't know, either reservations or I'm just not feeling it or something. And you're going, I don't know, I'm checking my faith temperature and I don't know, it's not, you couldn't fry eggs on my forehead, you know, in terms of that. And so you're kind of, so on the, if that is the basis of what Jesus is saying today, then if your faith has saved you, well, we should probably define what we mean by faith, right? So what do we think of when we think of the word faith? If my faith has saved me, so how about this? This is a well-known definition. Faith is accepting that you're accepted. How about that? How's that as a definition? Or there's another well-known definition, famous definition, and that is faith is a feeling of absolute dependence on God. Could be, I'll try this. Faith is a feeling that my heart is completely open to God. All these are good things, by the way. So if that is true, how can you tell when you have enough, when you have the appropriate amount to be saved? And if that is true, then if those are the definitions, which are not ones I just made up, by the way, nobody in today's gospel reading is saved. This chapter 9 of the Gospel of Matthew, which is about faith, among other things, mainly about faith, being saved by faith, begins with this story. It's not read during the lectionary, but it begins with this story. A man is paralyzed, and 4 of his friends bring him to Jesus, and Jesus heals the man. But it doesn't say Jesus looked deep inside the man who was going to be healed to see if he had sufficient faith, however we're going to describe that. Think of some of the definitions I just gave you. Doesn't look inside of the man. It says he looked at his 4 friends and saw their faith. Then we have the story of Matthew, which we just heard today. Matthew talking about himself. How's the story go? Well, you just heard it. It does not say Matthew had this, Jesus came up to and Matthew had this profound emotional experience. How's it go? It goes like this. Jesus came up to Matthew and said, who's a collaborator with the Romans. He's a bad guy. Comes up to him, sitting at the tax booth, and he says to him, Matthew, come and follow me. And Matthew goes, yeah, and I stood up and I followed him. That was it. And then as we go on, we can see the same thing. It is, whatever faith is, it is not simply or primarily some kind of emotional experience. There's one of the fathers, I think the first story is particularly important. One of the fathers says about the guy who was paralyzed, and why Jesus doesn't ask him, you know, how is he doing faith-wise? And he says, well, when you bring a delirious person to a doctor, the doctor does not investigate his delirium, doesn't investigate his feelings about being delirious. He heals him. And it's something we see over and over again in the fathers. It's like Jesus desires to heal us, and one of the things he desires to heal us is of our distorted thinking and our distorted feelings and all of that. He's not, if we needed to be in the right space before we were healed by Jesus, then we wouldn't need to be healed by Jesus. So you see this again and again in this chapter. As Matthew's saying, he's not saying the man's sin caused him to be paralyzed, but he's making a kind of a subtle point. He's going, our sins can paralyze us spiritually so that we have no power, as the collect says, we have no power of ourselves to help ourselves. But we depend on God's mercy. So, what is faith if we're going to just look at today's readings from Matthew? What is faith and how are we saved by it? It's interesting. The first person is saved by the faith of his friends. To have faith is to be brought into the presence of Jesus, to get up and follow him, or just to be able to say to him, have mercy on me, as we see in the last reading, have mercy on me and heal me. So faith is, in the first case, could be being brought into the presence of Jesus by your friends. Well, if you know someone who's broken, who doesn't have faith, who's in a state where they're far from God, can your faith heal them? Well, we do this all the time, don't we? We bring our friends into the presence of God, right? So in that case, yeah. It says, yeah, that's one way that we can be healed by faith. Another way we can be healed by faith is Jesus says to us, Jesus says to us, get up and follow me. And we go, okay. Not a lot of introspection, right? Just, I'm getting, oh, me? You must be talking to him. Oh no, I'm talking to you. Get up and follow me. Matthew goes, well, that's what I did. I didn't even think about it. And thirdly, again, just to turn to him. Not to be in the right state of mind, not to be in the right space, not to have your heart strangely warm, but simply say to Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus says, do you believe I can do this? And you're going, what's it say in Mark? Do you remember this story? Jesus asked a man whose daughter again has fallen ill, and he says, do you believe I can do this? And what's he say? Do you remember this? I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Jesus goes, that's good enough for me. I believe, help the part of me that doesn't believe. Jesus says, that's good. That's a go-ahead for me. So I'd like to quote to you one of the great theologians of the 20th century. It's the band ZZ Top. And they have the song, maybe some of you know this song. Do you? Jesus Left Chicago. Do anybody know that song? Jesus Left, it's a great song, look it up. Let's go. I want to quote you one of the lines. It says, there's talking about Jesus and his journeying through various parts of the United States, turning dirty water into wine, stuff like this. But I have this great line, which it basically ends in. And that is, you don't have to worry, taking care of business is his name. We don't have to introspect ourselves to get ourselves into the right state to be worthy to be here, or to pray, or even to preach on Sunday morning. We don't have to worry because taking care of business is his name. We're saved by his faithfulness. In fact, scholars now say probably a better translation than we are saved by faith is we are saved by faithfulness. Whose faithfulness are we saved by? By his. We're saved not by our own feelings, which are good when God gives us those feelings. That's wonderful. That's a sign of him saving us. Ultimately, we are saved by the fact that he stands in front of us and says, here I am. You know, I'm the doctor come to heal the sick. So, I believe, help thou my unbelief, is good enough for him. We can bring our friends to him. We can just stand up and follow him. And we can just say to him, have mercy, Lord. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the gift of faith. We thank you when we experience your presence, when you open our hearts to you. We thank you when we do have that experience of complete dependence on you, when we accept our acceptance of you. We also thank you that when we are not worthy and we are not ready, you come to us. You come to us, you touch us, you heal us, and you bring us to yourself by your complete faithfulness to us, because you desire to be with us. You do not want to be without us. We thank you in your name, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.